All right, CrossFit School of Sweat podcast, episode 56, I believe. I probably should have checked, but whatever. I just got back from a 4.5 mile run. And if you follow my Instagram or anything on social media, you know I was training to put myself through a half marathon. I'd never done that type of running before, and the goal is actually to do a full marathon. Don't have any options at this point to sign up for any. They're few and far between or very far away, so didn't have the option to sign up for one of those, but I figured a half would be a good stepping stone to work up to. So I also got an email from a running event that I was signed up to do last year, a 10K. It's called the John Wayne Grit Series, and it's through the John Wayne Cancer Foundation. They were cleared by the local authorities to host an in-person event. So they were having a 10K and a half marathon this past Saturday, which was May 22nd. So when I got the email, I of course signed up for it because I figured that would be what a target to shoot for. Now, prior to this, I had run 10 miles in my life only one time. So getting up to a half marathon was going to take some work. So what I did was I immediately went online and I started looking up marathon training plans, half marathon training plans. You know, you can Google all that stuff and all of these different options will come up for you. I looked at a couple of them and then I kind of thought to myself, self, you're a CrossFit level 2 trainer. You have been helping people with their fitness, getting them stronger, more mobility, more endurance, stamina, strength, power, speed, all that stuff for years. And I've also been a recreational runner. My standard running would be anywhere from 3 to 6 miles would be a long one for me. And I would go out about once every 2 weeks or so on average. I figured I can put together my own training plan. So that's exactly what I did. From the time I signed up to the event day, I had approximately 7 weeks. So I put together a plan. Monday and Wednesday would be shorter runs. They started at 2 miles the first 2 weeks. Then they went to 3, and then they went to 4 on the last 2 weeks. And then on every Saturday, I started at 6 miles. Then I went to 8, then 10, 11, and 12. And then that would put me at the next Saturday being race day, I would go to 13.1. So the important thing was I made a plan. You have to have a plan if you're going to take on something as challenging as that was. Regardless of what it is you're going to accomplish, if you're going to set a goal of doing something that is outside of your realm of possibilities at the time you're committing to it, you have to set a plan to work up to that level. And then you have to stick to your plan. That's even more important. There were plenty of days where, just life was happening and it was like, man, I don't have time. I got to squeeze in 3 miles. And I'd do it anyway. Somewhere I would find the time. Sometimes I was having to do the run in the morning. Other times it was in the afternoon. But whatever it took, I made sure that I stuck to the plan. I heard a quote once on the Jim Rome radio show from one of his guests, and I don't remember who it was or what capacity this person was. but it was plan your work, then work your plan. And that was something that when I heard that years and years and years ago, it stuck with me. One of those things that I thought about often during this process. I made a plan. Now I have to work the plan. I got to stick to it. And I did, and got to the event, and I was successful. So the half marathon was great. It was a tremendous experience. Felt very satisfied with my performance, and I'll definitely look for another one, with the full marathon being the real target somewhere off in the future. And as we're coming out of the COVID and all of the restrictions, things are starting to open up. They're starting to have in-person events here and there. Sporting events are starting to allow more people in. Looks like some concerts are starting to happen again, or they're at least getting booked. So probably might not be able to get to the marathon until 2022, but I'm going to keep prepping for it now. Like I said, my plan is to stay at a level where I can run 10 miles at any given time and be comfortable. So that's where I'm at right now, and that's where I plan to stay. So I will keep running. I will keep to my plan. I'll keep working that plan. But just wanted to share that with you. It was good to set a goal outside my comfort zone, set a plan to achieve it, stick to the plan, and then be successful in achieving it. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. Hope you can find something that will challenge you, figure out the plan to achieve it, and then stick to that plan and do it. There you go. Have a great day, and I'll see you in the gym.